This morning's reading is from Colossians, chapter 1, verses 15 to 20. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Now more than ever, it's important to speak of one thing that really matters, one thing that will carry us all through this valley of uncertainty. There are not enough words to describe the one called Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the Christ. For me, there is nothing better than talking about Jesus. It is my life's work. I know when I talk about him, I am alive. I am talking about the most important one in all of time and space. I feel as if my feet are placed exactly where they should be. But of course, because that is true, I always feel as if I fall far too short. No words can ever fully express Jesus. I am the way, the truth, and the life, he said. I am. Jesus embodies the gentle, gracious, fearless, wonderful power of God. He is the image of the God we cannot see or begin to describe. In Jesus, God has described himself in one like us. He lives and breathes and walks. He speaks and heals and loves in the power and the truth of God. This Jesus truly turns everything upside down. So that, as he said, the ones who think they know are the ones from which things are hidden. Jesus says to them, "You are looking in the wrong place." The little ones are the ones who know. In the midst of those who want to be sure, in the midst of those who want certain morality and purity, in the midst of those who need to be right, the little ones know that Jesus is enough. Jesus is enough. It is truly enough to know Jesus because, friends, that transforms everything, even difficult times like these. Because in Jesus we see the way God is, and the way God acts, and he is good, and he can be trusted. We are truly safe. If you focus on Jesus, you will know the mystery of how this life works. You will have enough to live well, to be truly free. Even now, even when we are wrapped in the chains of fear and uncertainty. To be with God means to stay very close to the simple, caring, yet demanding ways of Jesus. Friends, we have made Jesus too pious, too nice, too patient, and too polite. He is often none of these. He was and is a dangerous alternative kind of power. He was prepared to name names, to tell the truth to worldly power, to describe things as they truly are. His honesty was grounded in his confidence about the rule of God. In Jesus, the full holiness of God is found in human life. The fullness of what it is to be truly human can be seen and touched. And this is too easily forgotten. To be fully human, as God intended, is to be like Jesus, the image bearer of God. Friends, we must endlessly tell our Jesus stories. In them we behold the glory of the Father, full of grace and truth. But this holiness needs to be understood. It truly does not happen in large religious ways. It happens when a son is welcomed home, when a neighbor is honored and cared for, when a prostitute is loved, when a leper is touched and healed, when a crowd is fed, when the guilty are forgiven, when the crippled stand and laugh and dance. The glory of God is not religious ceremonies and liturgies. It is the life of Jesus. In him we see what God intends and wants and asks of us. And it is every day. It is concrete. It is engaged with hurt and self-giving. It is the face of this one who dazzles with life, giving light and power. People then and now wonder who this Jesus is. And he himself rarely gives a direct answer. He said, "Everywhere I go, new creation appears. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the dead are raised. Where I am, there is God's kingdom." The rule of God, God's kingdom, is seen in Jesus, to be believed and then to be lived by all of us here and now. Jesus is our lens through which we read the world around us, through which we read the spread of this invisible virus. He stands alongside all of the powerless and the lonely, the isolated and the sick. And in his innocence, he exposes the truth about every other form of power. They killed him, but he kept praying in his subversive, dangerous, loving honesty. Jesus was deeply disruptive wherever he went. He was a misfit. He did not fit anyone's categories. He was, quite frankly, a bit strange, and they did not know what to do with him. When he entered a room, everything changed. In a world of alienation and fear, Jesus brings peace beyond understanding. Peace brought at the price of his own vulnerability, of his own self, at his own risk, breaking the vicious cycles of judgment and violence. It is his suffering love for us that destroys the power of death. And we are all, every one of us, welcomed into his peace, so that we too can become peacemakers in his image, in hard places and difficult times. Then we can refuse the way of anger and fear and hate and greed. Friends, we need to understand that the only true reality is the reality of Jesus. Look at Jesus because he confronts all of the thrones of the world. If you want to know joy, hope, and truth, look at Jesus. I have no doubt that the world depends on Jesus, and that the world depends on people who know and live in Jesus. Jesus' people who give their lives as he gave his. Everything about Jesus is truly spellbinding, awesome, and beautiful. He didn't only talk this talk, he walked God's walk. He healed and transformed and made new, and countless people have seen it. Everywhere he goes, the power of new life swirls around him. So see who he gathers about him. The former blind, the former poor, the former deaf, the former lame, the former dead, all former and all made insiders. And see how the old insiders resisted the loss of their power. You could not and cannot remain neutral about Jesus. You either oppose him or you follow him. This Jesus, full of grace and truth. This Jesus is the very center and focus of the big story of heaven and earth. In our hearts and minds, this church connects the baby born in Nazareth and executed by the Romans to the great mystery of the universe. We can't say everything we sense about him. So many of the things we have said have been superficial, negative, and foolish. But we must continue to try to give voice to Jesus. He is the bridge between heaven and earth. He is the stairway that Jacob dreamed of. And through the church, that link between heaven and earth will not be broken. Friends, let's be honest. Coming to church is sometimes a routine. And perhaps we only truly value it when we can't do it. Times such as this. In our busyness and self-obsession, we even begin to lose sight of all of these claims that we make about Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the Christ, and his new command to love one another. But as we read this wonderful gospel, we re-enter the story so that we can hear again. We can hear those same words the disciples heard. And then we look again and we see only Jesus. Only Jesus. And our hearts are filled with inexplicable, wonderful joy. Jesus, the image of the living God. Jesus, the question and the answer. Jesus, the beginning and the end. Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. Our all in all. Jesus, love himself. May his name be praised forever, and may you know his peace always. Amen.